chances of you being more unhealthy.
Well, yeah, but you don't have the right to drug somebody else's dog.
Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Monday to Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight with Recruit.ie, Ireland's new online job search. Search for your dream job today on Recruit.ie.
Ireland's classic hits radio. Across Ireland.
Across Ireland.
On FM.
Digital.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's classic hits radio.
It's 6 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Daniel Pitcher. The Simon Communities is calling for emergency funding to tackle rising homelessness rates in the budget. The charity is asking the government to increase funding for social housing, increase the housing assistance scheme, and to double the 2023's funding on homeless prevention. 14,486 people are recorded as homeless, according to the latest figures from the Department of Housing. Wayne Stanley is the Executive Director of Simon Communities.
It's a political decision around whether we get ahead of homelessness, and the next budget will set the framework for whether that's going to be a success. So frankly, if it's not in the next budget, that will be an outrage.
Meanwhile, People Before Profit wants the government to ensure that any welfare hikes go high enough. The Finance Minister, Jack Chambers, will have a surplus of €25 billion to spend. Party TD Breed Smith says all social welfare payments must be increased sufficiently.
Well, there will be welfare hikes of some nature, but they won't be radical or good enough, because the fiver or the tenner or the €12 is not going to cut it. What we are arguing for in this budget in relation to welfare is that all core social welfare payments should be brought up to €300 a week to lift people out of poverty.
In other news, the maximum sentences for knife-related offences come into effect from today. The Justice Minister has increased jail terms for possession of a knife with intent to cause injury from 5 to 7 years. Trespassing with a knife or weapons has also increased to 7, making an object capable of causing serious injury also increases from the same number of years. Helen McEntee says it is a serious crime.
The government is absolutely committed to tackling all forms of knife crime, not just possession, but where a person carries a knife with a very serious intent, either harming or intimidating another person. I think the amendments themselves just reflect the gravity of the offences and make sure that where a person is before the court, that the judiciary have the options available to them.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio News.
Live.
National Fire Safety Week is today, with a campaign urging people to think about the cause of a fire in the home. The Stop Fire Starting Week will focus on enhancing safety practices in people's homes. Well, a recent study showing that cigarette ash was the most common cause of fire fatalities last year. Keith Leonard is the director of the National Directorate of Fire and Emergency Management.
This week we're running our National Fire Safety Campaign with our colleagues in Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service. The focus of this week is to bring back that key message around fire safety in the home, with a particular emphasis, and a piece we always put forward, is for people to have a working smoke alarm on every level. We would ask people to set a reminder for a weekly check that their smoke alarm is working.
And that's your news for now.
Sport on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
With the Plaza Group and Supermax, where the best post-match analysis takes place. Find us at a location near you. Visit supermax.ie.
Spurs boss Ange Postecoglou was taking nothing for granted after a big win for his side in the Premier League yesterday. They won 3-0 on the road to Manchester United. Suddenly it's 4 wins on the bounce for the North Londoners, who look more connected to the top 4, but Ange is keeping calm.
But I think things happen suddenly. We know what we're about. We know we're... I know we are on our sort of journey to being the team we want, and I think we've had a real consistency in our performances that we just haven't been there for sure. But at the same time, we know what we see from the players every day and what kind of team we can be, and today is just a vindication of that.
In yesterday's other game, it finished Ipswich Town 2, Aston Villa 2. There's one game this evening. It's a South Coast derby as Bournemouth and Southampton clash the vitality. Shelburne here at home can take a massive step towards winning the Premier Division title in the SSE Airtricity League. They have St. Pat's at home from 7:15. And in cricket, a record haul from Ross Adair inspired Ireland to their first ever T20 win over South Africa, winning by 10 runs.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
A pretty wet start to the morning with light showers still in places. Later, drier and brighter conditions with highs of 13 degrees. Europe Today to the home of amazing 80s each weekday at noon with Trina Mara on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
stand on my feet.
Take a look, take at a look in the mirror and cry.
Lord, what you doing to me? I have spent all my years in believing you, but I just can't get no relief. Lord, somebody,
somebody,
ooh, somebody,
somebody,
can anybody find me? Somebody to love. Every day of my life, I work till I ache my bones.
At the end of the day,
I take home my heart on me. Oh, I tired out, my knees and eyes spread away till the tears run down from my eyes.
Oh,
somebody,
somebody,
ooh, somebody,
please, can anybody find me?
Lucy Kennedy. It's Colm and Lucy in the morning
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
My God, it's the last day of September.
Yeah. We have the IMRA Awards on Friday. We'll tell you more about it later, guys.
Yes, and I'm back after a nice week. Nice week away.
Yes, we want to hear about your holiday.
Good morning, October nearly.
It's not nearly October.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's not. Tomorrow's the 31st.
30 days has September, April, May, June, and May, November. Right. All the rest are 31, okay, except February alone.
Okay. I'm going to give you some information how to keep seabirds at bay.
Yes.
Because they're still very, very, very much around, in particular in Drogheda, having serious
problems. Very active
problems.
Seagulls. And also in Ed. I saw a guy on Instagram and his entire fish, he had smoked cod, was taken. He was standing in Howth having a smoked cod.
There you go.
Like crazy.
Yeah,
these
I don't like
are
them.
Big.
I don't like
I know, you don't like them.
Seagulls can be scared by any visual stimuli, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they perceive them as threats, like a mirror.
That's
so
a great idea.
If you live in quite a seagull heavy area,
yeah, seagull heavy,
have a little mirror
in your hand.
If a seagull comes over to you and tries to steal your cod,
yeah,
your chip or your sandwich, shine the mirror in their face and they'll go.
So are they triggered by it or are they frightened by their own reflection?
They're frightened because they perceive that as a threat.
As another seagull.
It stimulates something in their brain.
Oh, okay. It's like scarecrows, really.
Yeah.
It's a seagull crow.
Carry a mirror around.
Yeah.
I think that would make perfect sense.
What about mace?
Mace?
Yeah.
I don't think you can swear at mace at a seagull.
Can you not?
No.
Pepper spray.
I would be tempted to.
Well, a tennis racket.
Like here, just underneath it, above the story.
Yeah.
Look, you can see three seagulls coming down on a child who's
sitting.
There
you go.
So, if you've got to use pepper spray, we're not endorsing animal cruelty, but.
No.
Save your child.
Self-defense.
It is self-defense.
It is self-defense. I mean, I'd. So far.
Do you know what I would do?
Excuse
me for interrupting.
No, please do interrupt
if
me.
If I was there with
was
my
going.
Children
yeah.
and a seagull came down and it was within distance,
yes.
I'd punch it in the face.
So I wasn't actually going to say that. I was going to say, aren't they nice, delightful birds? No, I
do you not think so? Could you punch a seagull?
Can you punch a seagull? Oh, it's F1@0008.
Yeah, but if on the face.
No, technically.
Not on the beak, because then it would go through your hand.
Oh my God, it'd be very. No, I'd possibly slap it away the way I do with. I'd go slappity slap. Down the side, because they've a very long face.
Yeah, why the long face?
Yeah, so it's slap. And it's a seagull slap.
Slap the seagull on the back.
But then you're going to push him towards you.
Oh yeah, so you're basically treating the seagull like a tennis ball. Listen, we're obviously joking, guys. We're not encouraging for one split second anyone is cruel to any animal.
No, but what we're saying is self-defense is okay. Like, if a horse came running at me now, right?
You wouldn't slap a horse in the face.
And I had a huge mouth open and it was about to bite me. I'd punch it.
Just carry a mirror. Morning, everybody.
Just carry a mirror.
Just carry a mirror.
Oh, dear.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
You go, and now you're right outside. Yeah.
Okay, it is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Always behave responsibly. And I apologise for anything that I said.
Happy birthday if it's your birthday. You have the birthdays, by the way, Hazy.
Yes, I do.
Happy birthday if it's your birthday.
Happy birthday. Oliver Giroud, French footballer and Arsenal legend.
No, don't say it. That's awful because you haven't been blessed with that talent.
Olivia Giroud. Excuse me, I was the lead vocalist and bongo player.
Yeah.
And I set the karaoke bars of Albufeira on fire last
literally.
Week.
Literally. Literally.
Somebody set them on fire while I was singing.
Cakes and everything.
Oliver Giroud.
50.
French footballer and Arsenal
50.
Legend. You want a clue who he is?
No, I don't. 50.
38.
Right, next.
Martina Hingis, Swiss tennis legend. Do you remember Martina Hingis? Yes. She started all that nonsense. Yeah. So think about it.
65.
She's going to come over and, what did Lucy say? I'm only 44. Yeah.
I'm not thinking of her then. Next.
You are thinking of her. Ian McShane, English actor, most famous as Lovejoy. He's a good-looking little fellow, wasn't he? And many, many movies. Still looks great for his age, apparently.
84.
82.
Thank you very much. I'll take that.
So you know who we're talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Cartoons. The Flintstones.
I loved The Flintstones. I loved the movies as well.
Yeah, I like the movies, actually. So it first appeared on television on this
1976.
Day. 1976. You're going to be shocked by this, Lucy.
Go on. Why are you crying? Are you itching your eyes?
Because I have an itchy eyeball.
Oh, God. We got nits.
No, you don't get nits in your eyeball. Nits, gnats.
No, but nits could come down your fringe. Go on.
1960.
Good God.
It's not mad, isn't it? And the Boeing 747, the jumbo jet, flown for the very first time. You were probably serving on it.
Serving?
Yeah.
Serving. Did you just say serving?
Oh, you hate that,
don't
you?
How about potentially armed and ready and trained to save your life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You'd be jumping out first.
Serving.
Yeah, serving.
Good morning to all cabin crew.
I love cabin crew. Thank you very much.
On future flights.
I'm not going
to
be flying.
You know what to do with this
coffee. I'm not going to be flying for a few months.
Okay.
So, what year was it you've been serving?
1968.
Oh. Yeah.
I was still in my mummy's tummy.
The first jumbo. You weren't in your mummy's tummy at that stage.
I was an egg.
Oh, true. One of Lucy's favourite debut shows. One of Lucy's favourite shows debuts on this day. Moira, she wrote. Angela Lansbury, who originally turned down the role.
Give it myself some time. Okay. 1969.
I think, okay, in about 20 years' time.
I am her.
You should be. If they reboot, if I'm a big, huge TV executive, right?
Yes, which you're not.
And we're rebooting series. I'm going to, you are Angela Lansbury.
Yeah, I am.
1984.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love her. Loved it.
I was never into that show at all. Just found it very boring.
She wasn't into Colin and Jim's Home Run.
Well, she actually wanted to be one of the guests on that.
No, she didn't.
Sorry, you were the celebrity guest on that.
I was forced. I swear to God, I was forced by RTE. They said you have to.
Sorry, it was nothing to do with RTE.
It was.
No, it went on RTE, but the production company wasn't RTE. So I know.
Yeah, but it was RTE put me under pressure to do it for the...
You are absolutely wrong, and I still here and can produce the begging letter from Lucy Kennedy.
Good morning, everybody.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Classic Hits at Work.
How are you? It's Trina. Here's one for you. If the workman working in your house was going for a smoke break all day long, would you say it or keep your mouth shut?
I'd leave it. I really would. I'd just leave it.
My advice, keep strum. Say nothing. Otherwise, I'll just walk off the job.
I'll take the kettle out of the kitchen because you know yourself. With no kettle, there's no smokes and there's no breaks. And that's builders for you, Trina. Love the show.
You've had your say. I'll chat to you weekday mornings from 10 till 2.
With the Tile Hub. Discover the perfect blend of style, quality and convenience with our expert bathroom renovations. TheTileHub.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
I'm so fed up being single. I'm so fed up being single. I'm so fed up being single.
Sound familiar? If you want to meet your perfect match, then stop talking about it and do something about it. Call Intro Matchmaking, Ireland's leading face-to-face introductions agency today on 01677000 or visit intro.ie. There are 2 million available people in Ireland, so no matter who you are, where you are or what age you are, there is someone for you at Intro Matchmaking.
Gather closer, little ones. It's almost time.
Come and share in the wonderful magic of Christmas with Santa and his elves deep in the Alwee Cave. As well as a special personalised visit, Santa has arranged lots of extra surprises this year. Explore our seasonal festive woodland and visit our resident raptors. You've been to the rest, now come to the best. Alwee Burren Experience, Ballyvaughan, County Clare. Book now at alweeburrenexperience.ie.
Looking to enrol on courses this year? Search the largest courses database in Ireland on nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Thousands of courses from universities, institutes and colleges near you, including online and distance learning options. nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Find your course.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning
with Noyx Newmans for your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Thank you.
more of the greatest classic hits at breakfast with Colm and Lucy in the morning.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning. Good morning. We are here with thanks to our friends at Nonix.ie. Please check them out on Facebook, TikTok and Instagram for all your great design ideas. Just 6:30. Let's go to the newsroom.
Thank you. Good morning. It's the eve of Budget Day and groups and opposition parties are all setting out their stalls. A potential 12-euro increase to social welfare payments has reportedly been a sticking point for coalition parties, while two extra child benefit payments before the end of the year is likely to be included. Free transport for those aged under nine all looks already signed off. Well, overall, it looks set to be a giveaway budget with one eye on a potential November election, despite the Taoiseach insisting the government will last till next spring. Consumers are facing high VAT rates on too many essential goods and services, sparking calls for reform. At 23%, the standard VAT rate is one of the highest in the EU, applying to items like hygiene products, fuel, mobile phone bills and coffins. Originally raised from 21% in 2012 as a temporary measure, the tax now generates €22 billion a year. Critics, including People Insurance, argue the number of goods taxed at this rate should be reduced to ease the burden on consumers. Sport this morning, and pressure is now mounting on the Manchester United manager. Despite Erik ten Hag signing on for a few more years and having the board's supposed support, nothing has improved for his side on the pitch. Well, yesterday they fell to a 3-0 home defeat to Spurs at Old Trafford, with United now 12th in the table. Elsewhere yesterday, it finished 2-2 between Ipswich Town and Aston Villa. Tonight, it's Bournemouth facing Southampton at 8, while here at home, there's a massive game in the SSE Airtricity League's Premier Division. Shelburne have a 4-point lead at the top, ahead of welcoming St. Pat's to Talca Park. Pretty wet this morning, with light showers in places and clearing later, highs of 13 degrees. And now you're up to date on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Well, thank you. And welcome to the last day of September.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Like, I feel like it's negative. It's not.
No,
it's not.
I'm very happy.
It's the last day.
30 days has September. You can't put 31 days where it doesn't end. So welcome to the 30th of September. Technically the last day of summer, really. Well, actually.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. What do you mean I'm right?
But tomorrow's the first.
That's what I said.
Oh, I never knew there was only 30 days.
30 days in September, April, June and November. All the rest of 31 except for February alone.
Weird.
Yeah, which is weird. Good morning, it's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Everything about you so sexy. You don't even know what you got. You're really hitting my spot. Oh yeah. And you're so innocent. Please don't take this wrong, cause it's a compliment. I just wanna get with your love. You gotta learn to let go. I
Colm Hayes. She's Lucy Kennedy. Colm and Lucy in the morning.
On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Radio, it is Colm and Lucy in the morning, 19 minutes away from 7 o'clock. It's a big one, it's 8 grand today. What Lucy said to Colm, 8,000 euros in cash. And if it doesn't go by today, well, no, if it doesn't go by Friday, we've got a huge amount of clues.
We're spending it. I mean, yes, yeah, no, we're going to give it more.
There's some very interesting things happening. Want to talk about bookshelves on the way? I've got an air-conditioned
head. I know, you sound a bit wheezy now.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Whack at the heating, don't be a stranger.
It's the aircon cold, I think, from coming back from...
You maybe always get this.
Yeah. Anyway, more
and
about that.
And you were on a healthy retreat.
More about... Yes, I was. More about that and bookshelves on the way.
It's September. Yay! Back to school. Boo. Homework. Boo. Shorter, darker evenings. Boo. Or classic hits. Yep. Join me, Ruth Scott, weeknights from 7 p.m. for even more classic hits. Sadly, can't do anything about the homework.
Ruth Scott at night. Weeknights from 7.
With DFI Beds. Superior quality Irish made beds and mattresses delivered free anywhere in Ireland. DFIbeds.ie.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Living alone can feel lonely, especially as we get older. But with a home share, you don't have to face it alone. We match you or your loved one with the perfect live-in companion. Someone who'll provide company, a helping hand around the home, and peace of mind overnight. The home share helps you remain living in the home you love, reducing the need to move to a nursing home, and costs less than €250 per month. See thehomeshare.ie. Together, helping each other.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning
with Noyx Newmans for your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
You're the best thing. You're the best thing. I took a chance at the price my soul will burn. Inside my desire, yeah. I put the question down on my knees. No pretty thought that would satisfy my need. I need home, give me home, yeah. So I'd rather home. And such a friendship, they wouldn't last, 'cause they weren't right, not like you. You're the best thing I ever had. Kind of feeling I've been searching for at last. You're the best thing to see me through. I never thought that any love could be so true. I found true love. And standing here, they passed me by. They were wasted, golden empty deep inside. I would hope, let me die. And you may ask, where are they now? Just look around you, lift your head up on the crowd. I know now what I didn't know, yeah, yeah. So then I run them home. Such a friendship that wouldn't last, 'cause they weren't right, not like you. You're the best thing I ever had. Kind of feeling I've been searching for at last. You're the best thing to see me through. I never thought that any love could be so true.
proudly supporting Irish Music Month.
Irish Radio supporting Irish artists.
In association with the IBI, Hot Press and Commission Imán Sound and Vision Scheme. Funded by the television licence fee.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It all in. Telling me now. Just like that murder in 73, just like that robbery in 62, for all these things that have happened to me, I kept them all in, I kept it all in, I kept it all in.
Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning. It's 10 minutes away from, oh God, 7 o'clock. 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock already. Now.
Let's say, where does the time go? You've just come back from a week's holiday.
I know, yeah. I know, exactly. But it's the end of September and tomorrow's October and suddenly, hello, no. So you have bookshelves at home. You're a bookie person.
Bookie person, yeah. I love bookshelves. Yeah.
You like bookshelves, you like books.
Yeah, of course I
you're
do.
A published author.
Thank you very much.
No, number, thank you.
Number.
Seven.
Seven. Number six is in all good bookshops this week on the 3rd. Jess gets her wings for the 2 to 4 year olds. So, I'm going to flog my books.
Do
all
flog
day.
Them. Yeah, do.
Every day this week.
Flog them in the car. Flog them at car parks, you know.
No, I don't bikes. Have any to actually flog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Researchers found that almost 1 in 10 say they use their books as a form of decoration and they actually don't read them.
Yeah. Well, coffee table books. Coffee table books. I have a book on our... A tray.
Yeah.
On like a footstool in the living room. It's about interiors.
Right.
But it is like an actual like coffee table book.
So you don't actually read it?
No, it's like interiors kind of fancy schmancy.
I've got a few of those sort of thing. I got the complete Bob Dylan collection as a book, right? So it's every photo the man ever took or was ever taken and everything about him, like what food he ate back in 1968 for his breakfast.
Do you care about Bob Dylan that much?
No, I don't. Somebody bought it for me. So it is sitting there as well. But it looks good. So when people are coming around, I sort of keep it out. Whoop.
So you see interiors. Why do you have a book about Bob Dylan?
Because I love my music. And people know. So they buy me. I've also got Paul McCartney. Two big hardback books. Every lyric he ever wrote.
Oh.
And he explains every single song, but it's an awful lot. I mean, I love
nobody's
going to
sit there though and flick. It's something that you want to flick through.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot. And I do love Paul McCartney.
So what's your question? Are you going to slag me off about being a librarian in school?
No. Oh, you were a librarian, weren't you? Yeah. Shh. Did you have to shush the kids?
Yes, I
did
loved
you?
It.
Did you?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And were you tough if they were a day late? Like, would you slap them over the head with the book?
Nah, sure. I had most of the books at home.
Okay, yeah. I still have a book from the 90s at home. Okay, so they're just talking about the fact that, are you this person, right, that you actually have books but you don't read them? You decide on the books and the title of the books that you think suits your personality, so you have them up on the shelf but you actually never read them. So you have a complete work of Shakespeare and people are going, oh, that's very impressive.
I need to go through all the kids' books.
Yeah.
So we have like bookshelves in the living room and then bookshelves in like their room, the playroom. Stocked, packed with books.
But they read them and you read them. See, this is the thing.
But the ones in the living room, I don't. So my dad, you know the way in the olden days, they had all these kind of like really nice books, you know, the gold guild.
Yeah.
So dad gave me a collection of them.
Oh, wow, okay.
So they are just aesthetically pleasing.
Oh, don't get rid of them.
But I don't even know what they are. It could be Shakespeare.
No, well, don't get rid of them. No. Because I've got, my granddad was an auctioneer. No. Yeah. Yes, my granddad was an auctioneer.
Right, so it's from my dad's dad.
Yes, and
get them valued?
He gave me a book, which I still have, and it's called They Never Came Back. I always remember it, and it's about explorers. But there's paper on it, like tissue paper, that covers the illustrations.
Yes.
And it's all hardback, and it's amazing. Yeah, you'd never get rid of those.
I've got about 50 of them.
Do you ever get them valued?
No.
I'll
show you them the next time you're in my house.
If you go to an auctioneer, I went to an auctioneer recently to buy a full set of Britannica. Do you know those things?
Yes.
Just aesthetically to have a look at.
Yeah.
You can buy them. I know somebody outbid me, so I didn't get them.
What were they looking for?
I think 300 euros for 20 books. It wasn't bad, actually.
No, but like...
I know. I wasn't getting into that bidding war, you know.
No. And also, like 20 books, you'd have to get rid of your Backstreet Boys CD.
What? What is the most... Does anyone have a really valuable book? I'd love to know. That's an interesting one.
Yeah. Some of the Harry Potter's originals can go for thousands now. I'm so annoyed. I would have binned ours.
Like, they were the ones, I think, that were with the small publishing company before she went to the big publishing company.
No, JK's. No, a certain edition. It was a special edition of her book.
Oh, okay.
And I can't remember if it was the Philosopher's Stone, whatever, but I was so excited when I saw it in a charity shop and I bought it. But it wasn't the special edition.
Anyone got a really expensive book? I'd love to know. 087-188-0008. Just a matter of interest. It might be a hand-me-down. 087-188-0008.
Welcome back, Casey.
Welcome back. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Show kicking with your torso, boys getting high and the girls even more so. Wave your hands if you're not with a man. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
I got, you got, we got everybody. I got the gift, gonna stick it in the goal. It's time to move your body. Babylon back in business. Can I get a witness? Every girl, every man. Houston. Music for your masses. Give no head, no backstage passes. Have a proper giggle, I'll be quite polite. But when I rock the mic, I rock the mic. You got no love and you're with the wrong man. It's time to move your body. If you can't get a girl, but your best friend can. It's time to move your body.
Stop,
DJ.
Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning.
Good morning.
There you go. It's on the way, actually. Here's the thing, okay? So, as soon as you had your babies, right?
Yeah.
What was the first thing you wanted to eat?
Tea and toast.
Tea and toast. Well, yes. Is that not traditional?
No, you actually really want it. It's comfort.
Well, apparently you don't.
I did.
Okay, so research shows exactly, they went around people, women, and said, what exactly did you want?
They didn't research the comb. Yeah. We're toast girls.
Okay, I'll bring it to you after 7 o'clock.
Saturday mornings sound better on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Saturday morning can be busy. Kids, training, shopping. But make some room in the schedule for me. Gareth O'Callaghan, Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. Grab a tea or a coffee while we go back to the future for great songs from the 80s and 90s as you get your weekend underway.
Gareth O'Callaghan.
Every Saturday morning from 10 to 2.
With Creative Dental Clinic Budapest. With aftercare in Ireland.
CreativeDentalClinic.eu.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
For anniversaries that sizzle, celebrations that shine, and birthdays that really pop. From 10 people to 200, you make the booking and Hyde will make it unforgettable. And now, Dublin's newest venue is even hotter with a fully heated rooftop terrace. And we're open for brunch Saturdays and Sundays from noon. It's all happening at Hyde. Rooftop Club Bar, Lemon Street, Dublin 2. Email reservations at hydedublin.com. Hyde, where the night comes alive.
It's almost 7 o'clock.
And whatever you do today, don't forget to send that birthday card. Unpost for your world.
Across Ireland.
Across Ireland.
On FM.
Digital.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's 7 o'clock, I'm Daniel Pitcher. Good morning. The Simon Communities is calling for emergency funding to tackle the rising homeless rates in the budget. The charity is asking the government to increase funding for social housing, increase the housing assistance scheme and to double 2023's funding on homeless prevention. 14,486 people are recorded as homeless here. Wayne Stanley is the Executive Director of Simon Communities.
It's a political decision around whether we get ahead of homelessness, and the next budget will set the framework for whether that's going to be a success. So frankly, if it's not in the next budget, that will be an outrage.
Meanwhile, People Before Profit wants the government to ensure any welfare hikes go high enough. The Finance Minister, Jack Chambers, will have a surplus of €25 billion to spend. The party's TD Breed Smith says all social welfare payments must be increased sufficiently.
Well, there will be welfare hikes of some nature, but they won't be radical or good enough, because the fiver or the tenner or the €12 is not going to cut it. What we are arguing for in this budget in relation to welfare is that all core social welfare payments should be brought up to €300 a week to lift people out of poverty.
In other news, the maximum sentences for knife-related offences come into effect from today. The Justice Minister has increased jail terms for possession of a knife with intent to cause injury from 5 to 7 years, while trespassing with a knife or weapons has also increased to 7. Helen McEntee says anyone carrying a knife is committing a serious crime.
This government is absolutely committed to tackling all forms of knife crime, not just possession, but where a person carries a knife with the very serious intent of either harming or intimidating another person. I think the amendments themselves just reflect the gravity of the offences and make sure that where a person is before the court, that the judiciary have the options available to them.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio News.
Live.
National Fire Safety Week starts today.